Once there was a baby boy who was called Perseus, and he was the son of Zeus, a powerful god.
King Acrius thought that Perseus was a danger to him, so forced him and his mother into a small dusty old box and pushed it into the sea.
The box washed up on the shore, and a fisherman rescued Perseus and Dana. Then invited them to stay in the village.
The king wanted to marry Dana, but Perseus wouldn't allow them to, as he was really angry with the king.
The king ordered Perseus to kill Medusa, an evil monster, because he wanted Perseus gone so he could marry his mother.
Perseus allowed to the challenge because he knew that he was strong.
Zeus was angry because he didn't want his son to die, so he ordered the other gods to give his son special gifts.
These were a sword, shield, invisibility helmet, and feathered sandals.
Once Perseus found Medusa, he remembered to use his shield to see where Medusa was hiding.
Using the sharp sword, he took off her head, releasing the sword stone men from their trap.
Shortly after, on his return, Perseus heard crying.
It was Andromeda, who was chained to a rock, waiting for a scary sea monster to eat her.
Andromeda, the god of the sea, was angry with Andromeda as far from side he was pushing her as a sacrifice.
Again, Perseus used his sword to kill the sea monster and released Andromeda.
After saving the beautiful Andromeda, Perseus took her to his home.
Unfortunately, his mother was being forced to marry the mean king, Polydectes.
Perseus was furious and flew straight to the king's haunted castle.
Talking the evil Medusa's head out of the secret bag, he held it tight and her red eyes turned the king in and his soldiers into solid stone.
His mother was relieved because she no longer had to marry the king, and her son Perseus married Andromeda.
They lived happily ever after.